With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Fire crews in Missoula spent the day mopping up the remnants of yesterday's grass fire that scorched the face of Mount Sentinel, just south of the University of Montana. Edward O'Brien reports.
Missoula Fire Chief Jeff Brandt needs only one word to describe the cooperative multi-agency effort to knock down Thursday evening's high-profile 25-acre fire just behind UM Married Student Housing.
Outstanding.
Two helicopters, two single-engine air tankers, and almost 40 firefighters quickly joined forces to suppress the fire, which broke out within city limits on Mount Sentinel.
I mean, that's a valuable resource for Missoula and the city, and so we value the land, we value the forest, and we certainly value those structures up and over into Paddy Canyon.
Chief Brandt estimates yesterday's fire suppression effort on Sentinel could wind up costing roughly $100,000. If someone is held responsible for starting that fire, Brandt says he or she may wind up footing at least part of that tab. He says full recreational access to the mountain was expected to be restored by end of day Friday. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
An investigation into the Sentinel fire start is underway.